lose calf weights due to a drought and that kind of thing.
Genetics and technology have changed the landscape for what crops are being grown in the Red River Valley over the past decade or so. Channel Seed District Sales Manager Mike Dufault says he's really seen the change in corn acres in his area.
I'm from pretty far north, and I would say that soybean acre has been here for probably 10 or 15 years in a very strong way, especially in a lot of areas east into Minnesota. I think for me, probably the change is the corn acre. Because, and I think that's really genetically driven. Corn used to be 120 to 130 average per acre yields. And now, I mean, we have products that'll drive 200.
Dufault says watching the shift has been exciting.
We see that corn acre creeping north more and more every year, all the way to the Canadian border. And we're raising hybrids that would have never been dreamed of before, you know, 85-day hybrids at the border, where in the past that was never something that we would have even thought of. So the thought process has changed in the northern corn farmer's mind, and that's exciting. So we get to help be part of that change, and that's kind of why we do what we do. The grain